Thanks for joining. Thanks for letting me talk here. So first little introduction, I'm Ankit Garg from Microsoft Defender for Linux. So this is a anti-malware solution in the Linux space. I'm accompanied by my colleagues, Brackett and Lakshmi and Meghna there. They also contributed to this project. I'm going to talk about how do you reliably extract process metadata, specifically for short-lived process, using eBPF, which is actually quite important for security threat analysis. So before moving ahead, let me a little bit talk about the background. So endpoint detection and response are like cybersecurity tools, which are responsible for monitoring, detection, investigation, and placing response to the threats which are actively happening on the endpoints like servers, laptops. So these EDR solutions actively monitors and gives you a comprehensive visibility into the endpoint. The detection and investigation are some of the features which are provided by EDR so that any security expert can actually track out malicious behavior, which is like now leading to the malicious behavior. So EDR solutions, and also they also generate automated alerts, which can be used by security expert to eventually react in real time for the threats happening on the endpoint. These EDR solutions are continuously monitoring your endpoints based on event logs, authentication attempts, and tracks like process timelines. These process timelines actually played quite crucial role in each of these EDR features because those actually provide the chronological order of the life cycle of the process. It gives you, helps you full history and scope of security breach. The process timelines are created using process metadata like PIDs, creation time, the process name, path, and command line arguments. So any kind of gaps that you can observe in process metadata can actually result in hampering this detection and investigation, which actually helps you out to map to the corresponding threats. Yeah. So typical process timelines are actually created by monitoring basic events occurring on the endpoint like fork and exec event. And these events are eventually used to extract the data out of it. The information collected within these events is actually collated, aggregated across events for one particular process, and then sent to the security portal for display, where other features like detection and investigation actually uses these timelines for further providing investigation with the process. So given said, that process timeline is actually playing a very crucial role here, and any kind of gaps in this timeline can result in a lot of issues. So let's move ahead. So there, although the existing methods, like three basic major methods, like proc file system-based extraction, audit D, and netlink, each has its own advantages and disadvantages. For example, the proc file system gives you extensive information about process, but they are actually quite unreliable for a short-lived process because whenever the process exits, the data gets deleted there. Audit D systems actually gives you reliable data for events that you're tracking about it, but those are very noisy and can result into a lot of performance issues on the server. Netlink is quite lightweight. It gives you very performant data, but this is more numerical based, like PID or PPID. So still you have to rely on other methods to extract the complete information about the process. So specifically, like for short-lived process, we are looking out for solutions and in order to get the reliable data, as well as which were like performant for servers, because for servers the performance is the most important thing. Anti-malware solution cannot eat up the resources on the hacking of the server. Yeah, thanks. So we were exploring like different methods. So eBPF came out to like very, very reliable there. So by leveraging eBPF to extract like process data information within eBPF program, like in the kernel space, and by utilizing BTF, which provide you access to like kernel data structure, like task structure, the information collected was very reliable and complete for us. And now you can use the information to send to user space